so excited to be out there. You know, really just came out there with more of a just a different mentality, attack mentality, and just really wanted to come out and bring myself out. You know what I'm saying? And I felt pretty good, and as the game went on, felt more comfortable with everything. So I feel like from my first preseason game to now, I feel pretty good about the improvements that I made. Got some good film in the next day, and got some corrections done, so I feel pretty good. So.
With Troy out, obviously not a real deep positional group to start with. How do you feel about the responsibility you all take in having to take as many snaps as you do now?
I think we all excited for the challenge, honestly. You know, football is game challenges, and whatever challenge presents itself, that's what we're going to get excited about. We want to go out there and we want to dominate every game and play hard as a defensive line and as a defense. So that's just what we expect to do every game.
Do you feel comfortable at Lambeau Field? Has it been so long you've forgotten what it's like to play a game there?
I never played an actual regular season game there. So, I'm excited to really go out there and play at home. You know, this would be my first home game at a regular season game. So I expect it to be loud, expect it to hopefully distract the Detroit Lions a little bit. So, I'm excited for it. Yeah.
You're not used to losing around here. Have you sensed people kind of on edge this week, angry about Sunday night's loss?
I don't think more angry. I think more everybody's just, let's just get back to work and let's just start, hammering at it again, you know what I'm saying, and taking that next, just move on to the next game. It was a disappointing loss that we lost that game, and it was a pretty close game, pretty good game, and I think we swallowed it and took care of it, and it was all right, and we just moved on to the next game and just live with it and move on.
Moving on to the next game, what are you going up against Stafford? What do you see?
Great passer. He can make all the throws. He can get out the pocket. Saw him run over somebody a couple of days ago, which is crazy. I've never seen a quarterback do that. But he's athletic, and he can make all the throws. Smart guy. And then the offensive line they have around him, they're all physical, big guys that protect him pretty well. So we got to just get after those guys, and we got to just play tight coverage and stop the run and force them into some mistakes.
How much do you know about the history between the Packers and Lions, especially here at home, the way the Packers of the last season have dominated the Lions here at Lambeau Field?
I never really noticed, the history between the Packers and Lions, but I just know, from watching football from my years, just the whole NFC North, just all the rivalries, And these guys, they go at it, and since I've been little. So, and I'm just excited to be a part of it.
Kenny, you mentioned just eager to get back at it. That's kind of the attitude in the locker room. Where, as a young player, do you take your cues from? Is it veteran leaders? Is it coaches? What's kind of setting that tone for you, that attitude?
I think more from, of course the coaches. Of course the coaches are pushing along the message that we just need to get on to the next game and be eager to go out there in the next game and put this last game away. But it's nothing more important than seeing your veterans take on that mentality. And after a tough loss like that, just moving on to the next game, coming out the next day, getting a workout in, and just getting back to work. You know what I'm saying? It just puts a smile on my face to see that we got guys out there that do that, and it's just great leadership.